woof, woof.
Meow.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aureus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty and crispy 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin foot of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, James, Nick, and Lisa?
I can feel it.
Yes.
I can feel it.
All right.
And this is Lou. Welcome to Freedom Fiends. And interesting night tonight. It looks like the picnic area out in Oregon is under siege, or about to be under siege, or they're about to get Waco'd or something like that.
We survived a drone strike.
That's right. As soon as we brought up the FBI, he shut down our guys in Michigan there, Lisa.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's what it was.
We're talking about the Oregon thing. I'm here in Oregon. I live way out west from Burns.
Nice.
Unfortunately.
Fortunately.
And I'm a little bit worried about what's going to go on there. I mean, it's not going to affect me too much, but I definitely feel sorry for the people there.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like there's any way to win that. You know, it's like they really kind of just put themselves in a position where, you know, I mean, what? I guess they knew this was going to happen. So, but yeah, evidently they're surrounded, and the FBI is there, and probably going to do what the FBI does best, which is quite unpleasant. So,
yeah, right.
But yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're what, a couple hours away by Yak Back or
by Yak Back? Yeah. I think it would take me at least 4 hours. Probably, I don't really know how far it is. I know I'm about 3 or 4 hours away from Bend, Oregon, which is in central Oregon. And I think the Malheur and Burns, I think they're a little bit more east of Bend, probably like an hour away. So I guess I'm about five.
What facts do we know? I know some people have been listening to a live audio feed. I tried listening to it, but I didn't really hear anything going on. So, where are we getting our reports from as to what's actually happening? How many FBI agents are there? How many guns they have? Are you getting any facts on this stuff?
Not a whole lot. I was listening to the live stream earlier tonight. I haven't been listening to it for a few hours, but I just decided to stop. I didn't want to hear anything really go down. But I know that they were talking to a couple people. Somebody was claiming to be an assemblywoman. I don't know what that means.
I think it's like a state representative, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe more local, but some kind of a politician, basically. So.
Okay. Well, she was driving from Portland out to Burns tonight, and she left 3 hours ago. I'm guessing.
I think that was part of maybe that was part of the conversation I listened into, where this like, and should I pick up McDonald's? And
oh,
and they were having a conversation like, okay, Could you? Yeah, not exactly exciting stuff, which is a good thing. So,
yeah, but they were freaking out. They're under a lot of stress. I can tell that they're very upset.
Of course, you're going to be under a lot of stress. You're surrounded by a dramatically superior force. You've got no exit strategy. You're either going to be captured or killed. I don't see what the other option was for these folks. I really don't.
No, I think that's it, and they know that. They know. They are hoping that they can get out without going to jail. You know, they seem to be pretty adamant on finding some way to not go to jail. They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to die. But yeah, unfortunately, I really think that there's not much of another option, and it's kind of sad. You know, I think it was a mistake to do that in the first place. And these guys, the people left, really should have given up last month when everybody else did.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You know, these people, you know, have lived lives totally very different from mine. I certainly understand the frustration of these ranchers that have just been just at wit's end, watching their way of life be attacked generation after generation to the point where there's just hardly any of them left able to do ranching. And we watch the federal government come in and seize more and more territory, whether it's for a wildlife refuge or whether it's for mineral rights or just so they can sit on it and then decide who gets to graze or whatever they're, you know, it's like, it's just endless. Like the appetite for the Bureau of Land Management is insatiable. There is no stopping them. And these guys just said, we got to just put our foot down. They didn't really know, I don't think, where it was going to go, but they were at wit's end, and they just had to try something. So I sympathize with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fiend phone.
It's a pretty big deal with the BLM, and it's upsetting. Looks like we got Lou and Lisa back.
We've reestablished communications.
Perhaps. Yeah, did you guys get sieged by the FBI?
Yeah.
I heard a drone flying overhead. I heard the little buzz, and next thing I know, like, all communications were cut off. The lights were turned off. But
that's the EMP pulse. Yeah, it happens.
But fortunately, I have a hamster in the pit downstairs that jumps on the exercise wheel and then starts powering things. I had to disconnect my Bitcoin mining device to mine some internet to get back on here, though.
Nice. Okay. Well, it worked, though. Congratulations. Welcome back. We're discussing the poor folks in Oregon and just how they really don't have a good exit strategy. It's pretty much be captured or killed at this point.
So they're like George W. Bush with Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Nope.
I wonder, are they still flying the color of the logo of the people that are attacking them?
I think they are. They're still, you know, they don't believe in the justice system, but it seems that they're still preaching, you know, this is, or not preaching, but they're still claiming that they're within their government given, well, they'd probably say God given rights, but
to them, yeah. Same difference.
Yep.
Well, you know, so, I think to a lot of people, they think they believe that myth that we've heard that we are the government, right? Like, and so they think, like, well, we are the government. That's why we have this logo, because we are the government. But yet agents of the government aren't doing what we want them to do. So it must be under attack by some other people. I don't know how they justify it. I'm just trying to imagine it. But I think it's time to recognize that, you know what, it's, you know, another Bushism. You know, you're either with us or you're against us. So...
You either love the Constitution or you love freedom. Now, they really love the Constitution. It's the justice system that the Constitution created that they can't stand.
That's right.
Else that the Constitution created, yeah, they can't stand.
Which really means they're in love not with the actual Constitution, but the idea of the Constitution. They're in love with what they envision the Constitution to be and what it creates, which is the complete opposite of what really exists. It's like all these people that think, well, I mean, the Republic is, you know, it's not a democracy where the majority, you know, loots the minority. In a Republic, you elect representatives to make all your decisions for you, you know, kind of like a mommy or daddy figure.
Like the Republic of North Korea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Or the Republic of Iran or the Soviet Socialist Republics. Or Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, former, like the German Democratic Republic. Yeah, the list goes on and on. They're all republics.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so with the Republic, you have the minority looting the majority, making their decisions on their behalf. So, yeah, long live the anarchy.
But you know what, and I think this is important, though. In North Korea, it's the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. So they put democratic in front of it. Now, where have we heard that before as a strategy? Was it
democratic socialism?
Oh, yeah.
Could be feel the burn.
Oh. So I'm noticing a pattern here. So I don't know. Could there be any connection between North Korea and the burn?
I'm guessing that Bernie would probably be a little bit more Soviet than North Korean. But if he doesn't get his way, I could see him going full-blown North Korea.
I love that. One of the best memes, I think, of all time is the meme of their leader on Dear Leader. He's on the phone with like Trump, and Trump saying like, what do I do about immigration? You know, it's like, hang on, I've got Bernie on the other line to asking me about economics.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Well, so brilliant.
You got to give credit to North Korea. It really is the North Korean paradise. You got strong immigration control, strong border patrols.
Legalized weed.
Yeah, legalized weed. They love the military there. And no Mexicans or Muslims. I mean, what more could a conservative ask for?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
So, now, did you guys cover New Hampshire?
No.
Oh, you mean the Vermin Supreme?
Well, just New Hampshire in general.
Okay.
I guess the best way to describe it is when presented with all the options, the people of the Live Free or Die state chose to die because the winner of their primary was, on the Republican side, Donald Trump, and then on the Democrat side, it was Bernie Sanders. And
I heard that Hillary still got more delegates out of that.
Well, that's because, you know, voting really doesn't matter. Maybe
exactly. It's just to make it a slightly more ironic.
Well, maybe she was using the Ron Paul strategy of trying to get the delegates and get the nomination that way.
I don't know what it is, but I also saw a video where, like, anybody could just walk right in there and vote. So, hey.
Holding a pig.
Give it all the respect the process deserves.
Vote earlier, vote oftener. We'll be back with more Freedom Fiends after this.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Freedom Fiends.
Oh, yeah.
So let's hear about the almighty Vermin Supreme out in New Hampshire, James.
Well, I hear he came in fourth in the primary, and I think that's I think he I'm surprised everybody didn't vote for him because he was the most serious of the candidates.
Really? I'm surprised everybody didn't come in fourth.
Supreme? Yeah.
A little bit, but I'm surprised everybody didn't come in fourth.
That would be more fair, wouldn't it? No, I hear that some socialist won. I forget.
Which one?
See, I don't have to know which one. That's the
and
beauty
which
of
party?
It.
Yeah, both which parties. Socialists and which party? Yeah,
all so, of them.
Now, I saw an article earlier today. I think it was. It says New Hampshire loves Vermin Supreme and touting his fourth place finish. Which, if there were more than four people in the race, that would be I don't know, somewhat more.
No, there was only four in the race?
No, actually, there was only three. Vermin Supreme finished behind the guy that dropped out. What is this, a Detroit election where the dead people still come in third or fourth place? So.
Oh, poor. I saw some video where literally people were walking in there, and they were just like... basically, you sign an affidavit that says you live there, and then they hand you a ballot, and people were abusing it all over the place. Like, who knows who's even voting in there? I think that would be a serious question. So, surprisingly, this contest means virtually nothing.
Well, yeah, it always means nothing.
Right, Bernie won the most votes, and Hillary walks away with the most, delegates, which means she actually has a better, where it matters, she won. And it didn't have anything to do with how people voted. It's how, it's like who, you know, they're like drinking champagne, with Hillary and her financiers at Goldman Sachs headquarters, like laughing it up.
We have late-breaking news from our Fiends correspondent, Michael W.
I think they're about to kill people in Oregon. I'm going to patch this in. GCN board op, do what you want as far as cutting cussing if you need to, but this is getting heated up.
Is it really?
And the FBI just said, we're just doing our jobs.
Oh, boy.
That...
There it is.
Whoa.
You have no idea what courage is. Let me tell you. You're standing behind armored fighting.
I can't send
it. No, we're carrying. You already know it.
I need you to hear
it. And leave.
To your computer.
You can hear that. I know you can hear that.
I can sign on to my Gmail.
Let's do that.
No, it's not so you can hear me.
Do you want to talk to me?
You go, girl. They wanted to talk to this like state rep from Nevada who's trying to get him, who's a constitutionalist who's trying to get them to like give up. She's like, I don't want to talk to her again. Lady, you're going to get us in trouble with the government. Stop.
Doesn't she know not to swear on FCC-controlled radio?
I know.
God. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's better than losing a station over boobies, I think.
Yeah.
We lost a station over boobies. Did I tell you that?
We don't know which conversation about boobies, do we?
Pensacola.
It was the blue-footed boobie, right? Which is a...
Yes. It's related to the cuckoo. It's a cuckold.
Families are
going to
be very disappointed if you do anything silly.
FBI, listen to the FBI.
You
tell her, girl. I like what this lady's saying.
Who are the people yelling at each other?
It's oh good. I tell you, we missed an F job on there. It's two of the four people who are still occupying. It's a man and a woman. Are yelling at the FBI. Husband and wife?
There's okay, four yelling, people.
But I've heard just these two all day, and they're yelling at the FBI, and the FBI is yelling back with it. The negotiator is negotiating by yelling at them with a bullhorn, basically. Mm-hmm. Good negotiation skills.
No, right. Not you are.
That's a negotiation.
We'll be back after this trip to the market. Yeah.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends. An invigorating alternative to those other shows.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Yeah. All right. So us with mouse penises in our pocket, we have a social contract we want to make with the audience. We all agree, well, at least Lou and James and I agree, that if we're ever in a siege with the FBI, y'all can make jokes.
Please do.
I'm not going to make jokes about
I'll
this.
I'll sign that contract, too.
Feel okay, free. Right. Me too. I'm on board.
And I'm willing to be the butt of the jokes, too, because I guarantee that if I'm in that position, I did something dumb. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to deserve it, okay? Well, you it doesn't mean I don't want your sympathy, but I think I deserve to be the butt of some jokes, you know? So
I think the reason that libertarians are interested in all this and, you know, make jokes, but then kind of go, okay, things are getting real here. Let's not make as many jokes. We could all picture this happening to us. Like, we would never go occupy a picnic area with weapons, but I mean, we know how often they just get the wrong address and kick in the wrong door. And, you know, I'm someone who would defend myself. If you kick in the door and you're a cop and I know you're a cop, I'm not going to shoot you. But if I'm woken up with my CPAP mask on and my oxygen and my earplugs in and I just hear doors getting kicked in, I'm going to assume it's a home invasion by a non-government sanctioned gang and shoot, you know, and then they'll just kill you.
Well, to be completely honest with you, unless they do the knocking raid, they will be in and have you cuffed and stuff
before I go.
But before you can even adjust your CPAP machine.
Yeah, but they don't know that they don't know that I hang out up in the attic that like can only be accessed through this like through the back door. I hang up there like a mouse.
Plus, a stunt double sleeps in the foyer with a CPAP machine on as well. So,
yes, I bought one of those living dolls. It's a male one, and I put a CPAP machine on it and put it in the living room. My wife is rolling her eyes at me.
Don't roll your eyes at us, DJ.
Said, I'm leaving the room. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you hang out in the attic like a mouse or a bat?
She's gone for a couple of days starting tomorrow, so you know. So if they want to just get me, not bother with her.
Well, how are you guys?
Are you implying they might be concerned about
collateral damage?
Yeah, collateral damage. What?
Yeah.
No, they'd never attack when there's a woman present.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, put a baby in her arms, why don't you?
Yeah,
in her living room.
Do you remember when Sheriff Mack suggested a human shield of women and children?
Ew.
Yeah.
No, but I do remember when uber-conservative Nixon right-hand man turned talk radio host G. Gordon Liddy suggested that if the FBI raids your home to shoot them and go for headshots because they're wearing body armor. Remember that?
Mm-mm. Well, that's just prudent marksmanship, I would think, right?
You know what I think? I think it's that he was in the CIA and they just hate the FBI. I think it is. I think it was just an infighting thing. But he said that he was a conservative. He was on the same some stations we're on. And actually, radio is so behind the times that he's been retired for 5 years from radio, and he's still listed on one of those stations' websites as on it, you know, before we are at night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how could he get a higher listing than us?
He was there first.
That's completely uncalled for.
Yeah. Hey, today's the 34th anniversary of the first time I took narcotics. That's pretty cool. It was Ash Wednesday. I was at the church farm school, and there was a. I still have nightmares about this. I was having a nightmare about this when I woke up for the show. There were these two kids, Patrick Donahue and Jim Skiles, who gave me a put me in the hospital and got kicked out of school for giving me an initiation where they poured boiling water down the back of my pants, and I had third degree burns on my butt. My butt has had a long and horrible life, and and I ended up in the hospital for a week on my belly, being given Dilaudid in liquid form, and I was 15, and I was like, I want to feel like this for the rest of my life. So basically, you know, these kids helped get me addicted later to heroin. So
this could be like the beginning of like the origin story of a supervillain.
It is.
You know, like, how did he become the twisted villain that he became?
That lives under the radio antenna. Yeah. The phantom of the radio. That's all.
But, yeah. In this case, it's a Freedom Fiend's origin story. So, yeah. It's...
We've all got them, and, you know.
Yeah.
Most of them involve boobies, from what I hear.
Typically, that's anybody, the case.
How can anybody dedicate an entire show to boobies to the exclusion of booty?
Well, how come none of the fiends remember this alleged story that was the show that was all about boobies? I think they were listening to Rush Limbaugh and he just took too many Vicodin or Dilaudid and was flipping out.
I don't know. So we don't actually know what the specific reference was, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
I can be certain that I probably was not a part of that show because I am a well-behaved, upstanding, good American radio host.
Right.
Shut up, Nick. You all punk.
I don't know. Maybe we should do a special, you know, tribute to the booby. Like a whole, like since we've already been punished for it, why don't we do like a whole 2 hours dedicated? What do you guys think?
Well, maybe the station can fire us again.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe we're going to fiend the Pensacola homeless next. We got contacts down there. Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
that's
so,
right.
So
we can activate them.
Are you and Steve Miller going to like confine the Philadelphia homeless to the tri-yard area so they can get reception of the fiends?
Wait, some kind of homeless? Yeah, some kind of like electric dog fence technology might do the trick. Just kidding.
You really want to like epoxy things to the homeless, like shock collars, don't you, Jim?
No, I'm sounding a bad man. Sympathetic and
you're being a bad man.
Well, technically, the radio itself might be the electric dog fence because with the stations being epoxied to WHIV, if the homeless can't go beyond the tri-yard area,
they'll love it so much they'll be stuck. Yeah,
and they'll wind up going back. You know, kind of like.
Yep.
It's like a symbol or a cycle of abuse. They know they probably shouldn't do it, but they keep going back. They're drawn to it. You know, kind of like voters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And especially if they have the radio epoxied to themselves.
Hey, here's an idea. If we run out of homeless people, we could go to take them to a polling place on election day, and we could offer like, here, if you decide not to vote, you can have this. And here you go. You know, like it comes with headphones.
Give him a ticket to Ian Freeman's house. He can join the First Aid Project. Hey, Ian just wrote me back. I asked him earlier today what his strategy was with because he was live streaming the FBI standoff and like not cuss dumping it and told the board ops not to cuss dump it. And Nathan the Ninja Squirrel wrote me and said, like, is that implying that if you broadcast a current event, you can have profanity? And I'm like, no. And I CC'd Ian on this. And I said, major networks have gotten away with it a couple times with war correspondents where, like, you know, the person being, he's interviewing a soldier in the field and the soldier's getting shot at and the soldier drops an F-bomb. Occasionally they got away with that. Although the FCC cares less about profanity than they used to, and especially on talk radio and especially in the middle of the night. They don't go after it as much. You're more likely to lose a station than get in trouble with the FCC. But I said I thought that Ian was just saying he might lose a couple stations, but this is more important. And Ian wrote back
for
and said,
Ian,
risk is the only way to get reward.
I think that is exactly right, and kudos to Ian for making that call. Yep. And you know, it's I support it, but you know what? It's his business is on the line, so it's even harder, I'm sure, for him. And
But we're maintaining our amateur status so we can compete in the Liberty Olympics, and we're not seeking any more stations. And we just lost a station, so.
Oh, I want more stations. No, I want more stations.
Well,
I am.
You're gonna have to call them.
I'm not seeking
here's,
that.
Here's
much.
What if only thinking. Program managers were as lazy as the FCC.
Yeah, no, they are. They Well, it's hard to get on a station, but once you're on, it's hard to get kicked off, too, unless you talk about boobies. But I'm thinking that the Freedom Fiends Android app will replace stations.
Nice.
I think it should also have...
Want stations. The stations are going to be are still important. We've got to get bigger ones and bigger ones.
Michael, tell us about the Android app. Can I download it to my BlackBerry?
WHIV will always be around playing us. But You know, do you remember that BlackBerry actually tried to get the government to make it law that anybody who makes something for Android and iOS and Windows would also have to make it for BlackBerry? That's why Obama loved that.
Did they really?
Thing.
Are you
yes,
serious?
They really did. Yep. They tried to do that.
They
and
won't
now,
play with us. Mommy, make him play with us.
And so what they've done now is they've changed, they changed their operating system to Android.
Yep, that's called
Bernie
growing up.
Bernie Sanders would probably, you know, if he liked BlackBerries as much as Obama and he became president, I really think we should mandate that Trump and Bernie have to share the presidency. That would be
yes,
interesting.
Yes, share everything. Yes. Share everything. They have to sit on the
they
same chair
Mary.
At the Oval
they
Office.
Gay,
like
they have to
everything.
Gay marry and, yeah, do it. Because they have to share wives. You know, I really think Bernie would get the better end of that deal.
America deserves
definitely
Bernie
better
Trump.
Than Trump's wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The American voter. The American voter truly deserves Bernie and Trump.
Yep.
It's yeah, like, but it's unfortunately, like they inflict them on the rest of us too sometimes. So.
Yeah. Well, a little collateral damage, you know. It's kind of like that House of Cards commercial that's been going around on Face Beast and all the other stuff. Frank Underwood says, "You know, America deserves Frank Underwood. You know, you want to do it.
It really does. You know,
yeah.
People think politics are the show The West Wing, but politics are actually the show House of Cards.
Yeah,
I believe
it's like
that.
A documentary."
Yeah.
It really seems to me, but you know, of course, I don't have any biases or anything about how like, corrupt and evil government people are. So
the weird
sure
thing is, Obama loves
affecting
Obama.
My perception.
Obama loves that show. He has said that. Yeah.
Yeah
he also loves the show, The Wire.
Manual.
He loves the show, The Wire, because it shows lots of young black people being arrested and beat up by the cops.
Ooh. And the problem doesn't go away.
Oh, we'll be back after this trip to the nature preserve in Oregon.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
So anyway, one of the Facebook pages that I had.
So,
hang on, let me tell the story real quick. So I received a message on one of these Facebook pages that says, "Hey, I find that offensive. Could you take it down?" And it's not the first time I've seen it. So my response was,
"Wow,
no,
interesting.
Don't look at it. You won't be offended anymore." End of story.
Yeah. Were you talking about the Slapahoe tribe?
No.
No. So that is well. Is that may be considered offensive, but to hoes that have been slapped.
There was a joke in Narcotics Anonymous, which was you'd say a guy was a member of the Savajo tribe, which was like when some guy with a lot of years sober would like take some young street urchin lady under his wing and try to sober her up in meetings. And, you know, it usually worked out better for the lady. I remember one lady, someone I'd known like before back in my using days. She finally came in when I was like 3 years sober, and she was like 19 and totally toe up from the flow up and had been hooking and was dating this guy that was like 40 and had been clean for like 10 years and had a house and had a job and had a car. And like within about 4 months, he'd given her like a 2-carat diamond engagement ring, and she split and hawked it and was. And she put it in her arm and never saw him again. Worked out.
There's nothing more exciting than a good-looking young woman with a major drug habit. They'll
yeah,
keep you on your toes.
Yeah, they will. And James knows because he used to be a flute player at the Taj Mahal in Las Vegas, right?
I did not play the flute.
You played drums, right? Percussion in a world beat band?
Yes, yes. No, I did a few gigs over there as a entertainer with a like as a musician for a belly dancer, like entertaining the old people as they get off the bus or where they're putting their quarters in.
Where old people go to lose their pensions.
That place, I have a similar story. It creeped me out. It totally creeped me out.
I have a similar story. Someone stole my jacket and my pager at Circus Circus.
And what is Circus Circus?
It's another casino.
Okay. Is that one owned by the Slapahoe tribe?
Did you actually work at the Taj Mahal? Are you talking about the casino called the Taj Mahal?
The Trump Taj Mahal.
Oh, you're not talking about like the thing it's named after in the Middle East?
Not in India. No, I've never been to India.
You're in India.
And I don't think they have belly dancers.
They might.
I don't know what they do there.
Hey, in India, anybody will do anything for a dollar a day.
Atlantic City is a weird place. I mean, it's kind of the reason that I'm a supporter of global warming and not opposed to it.
They'll just all come problem here when that happens.
With the rising sea level. You know, it's like it's going to solve a lot of problems.
Is it just Atlantic City or is it New Jersey in general? Because my thoughts on New Jersey is it could go bye-bye. If they want to secede, I'll help them pack.
They're trying to make you look like crazies. Don't let them do it.
They got their machine guns pointed at us. They got 600 vehicles. It's hard to keep calm. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to die. It's hard to keep calm, buddy.
I know. And you're going to have to decide how you want to take this on. But try to narrate.
Keep calm and be ready to die.
So they understand the context. And try to have your guys, stand firm, but take the high ground. Try to show them how it's done, you know?
Yeah, well, they got one armored vehicle up on the high ground on the hill, two on the lower ground, and three on the middle ground there.
Okay.
You know, these guys need scene phone, and I don't care if anyone says too soon, like... why isn't their fiend phone available for why is
for
it
revolutionaries?
Used? Yeah, for revolutionaries,
for insurgents.
Man. Yeah,
well, you know,
audio is painful.
The tools are evolving. I mean,
that's
I think
what
it's
I'd
fascinating
yelling.
That we even get an audio feed at all. The fact that we have an audio feed at all on this kind of stuff, and now this becomes part of a historical record. Yeah, I mean, imagine if you had this kind of detail from Lexington and Concord, a couple centuries ago.
You'd find out that actually, secretly, one of the Americans fired the first shot as a sniper. Did you ever hear that theory?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I bet you would hear the same kind of chaos and screaming and people freaking out and
cussing in British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's fascinating that we get to even be witnesses to this remotely.
Yeah, Ruby Ridge didn't have an audio feed, nor did Waco sort of did, but it was all from the police standpoint. And they
but will it change it the behavior of the,
no,
the attackers?
No.
Of course it will. Just like body cams are going to get cops to quit killing people. Just like dash cams and everything else and cell phone cams are going to get cops to quit killing people.
I think they haven't turned off this phone remotely, which they could do, because they realized that, like even the Finicum video footage, reinforces the state lover's view. It depends how you view it, I mean, if you look at the comments on this YouTube feed, it's half people saying, kill the pigs, and half of the people saying, I hope they kill you, you terrorists.
Yeah, and Montel Williams wants to disembowel them.
This show survives.
Hey, there's some Squisscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons. And you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Pipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks, you can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Nick. Lisa. I see you over Fiend Phone, Lisa. All right, this is the Freedom Fiends. Broadcasting from, man, I really like your intro, James. Why don't you redo the one from yesterday? It was awesome. First hour one. It's about Tauntaun cuts. It's great. I heard it today. I was spit soda on my monitor laughing.
I don't remember what it was, so sorry.
Broadcasting from inside the warm guts of a Tauntaun.
To prevent a sin flood of probe droids.
So I made a mistake earlier when I was broadcasting what I thought was live. That was actually from earlier. Because I just found, like, at one point I was just listening during the break, and they said, as soon as the sun goes down, they're going to kill us. And I'm like, wait, the sun's been down in Oregon for like 6 hours or four or five hours. So I also swear at one
assuming point, you subscribe to a round earth theory.
Oh, God. Don't even start on that nonsense.
I'm not. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But when you said sundown, that triggered me. Yeah.
Think of the yaks.
Okay, there's an update from the Bundy Ranch, I guess it was about 12 minutes ago. It says, update 10:54 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Clive and Bundy just landed in Portland. We are being told by eyes on ground that he was surrounded by SWAT and detained. We will post more when we can. Get the word out.
Clivin's the older guy.
Yeah. Oh, the older brother or the dad?
The dad.
Detained. You know what the detention is they're going to put him in a chair and put it this way. If they don't kill him in the middle of the night and they do like get them to come out tomorrow, they're gonna have Clivin with a bullhorn helping get them out. That's how it always works, you know. They don't let people do what they want to do, which is shoot it out with the police. They get a relative to talk them out of it. You know?
Or he's just gonna be another hostage for them.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
that's how we've got another one of your guys. You know what? I don't know. Remember, threatening family members is part of why they do it.
Yeah, that's how they're going to get Cliven to hold the bullhorn and speak into it.
Is there going to be a button on the Fiend's Android app for threatening family members? That's horrible. I'm sorry. Obama has a drone button. Obama has a drone button on his BlackBerry, I think.
Yeah, I thought BlackBerry didn't have the good apps on there.
Oh, they're Android now.
Really?
If you can't sue them, join them. All right, guys. So tell me something about something.
Okay, I have some interesting news here. And if you really want to know what government is, if you really want to know how government runs, and I'm going to back up a little bit. It's really amazing how people talk about the Chinese or the North Koreans, how horrible they are and how they add insult to injury, that like when they execute a dissident, you know, somebody who wanted to be freer than the government there allowed them to be, how they would just execute them and then send the family the bill for the bullet. Now granted, a lot of the conservatives think that's great because, you know, you can't have freedom unless you blindly obey government.
They don't literally do that. I said that as a joke, but they do mess with the family.
Okay, well, here's one for you. Cleveland sues Tamir Rice's family over an unpaid ambulance bill.
Ugh.
The family
now, who's Tamir Rice, for people who don't know?
The family of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old unarmed black boy who didn't ask to be fatally shot by police, is being billed by the city of Cleveland to pay for the ambulance that transported Rice to a hospital where he would die the following day. The state is also charging the family for $500 in expenses, including the ambulance's mileage. So he didn't ask to be shot by police. That's a service that they threw in for free. The ambulance ride to the hospital, however.
No, that you got to pay for.
Yeah, that you got to pay for.
Somebody's got to mop up your blood.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so congratulations, Cleveland. You have fallen into the category of being China or North Korea or whatever.
They don't care.
That sounds like a terrible, horrible place. Cleveland area is where that There's a guy where in Parma, Ohio, not far away, there's a guy who's currently on trial for cop blocking, holding up a sign that said, cops ahead.
Parmageddon.
Parmageddon. So I think that's currently happening. I was getting reports. I was thinking about going, but couldn't make it. But I was getting reports from Ademo, and then he got kicked out of the trial for making faces.
So Hillary is receiving the same number of delegates as Bernie Sanders, despite New Hampshire loss. So is that like redistribution of delegates? Sanders should love it, don't you think?
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, you know, it's the process, right? And they're like, yeah, we're the Democratic Party. Yeah, we vote on it. Yeah, y'all voted, right? Everybody in? Feel good about yourself? Yeah.
Lou seems to really like my quote, I create more unpaid jobs than Bernie Sanders.
I do. With the as the Freedom Fiends, you mean?
Yeah. Did you read my 90-part article on how to do Fiend the Homeless, James, that I wrote for you?
I scanned it. Skimmed it. Yeah, no, I did read it. I did. Give me a quiz. Yeah.
All right. Did you get your batteries?
Don't actually epoxy them to the homeless. And, we're not actually doing that.
Did you get the batteries today?
I don't think so. Or, you know, maybe I did. A package did arrive, but I didn't open it. So that might be it.
Is it on the porch?
Bring it in. The funny thing is that we just, you know, on the news break earlier, we just heard something about like cracking down on shipping lithium batteries through the mail, or there's some discussion about the regulation. I didn't actually catch the headline, but I was thinking to myself, didn't Michael just mail me a bunch of lithium batteries through the mail?
No, they're alkaline. It's not lithium. Basically, you can't ship like any electronics that have chargeable batteries now. Like,
no, you can. You have to not tell them that it is.
There you go. Yeah.
Like I mail beer. You're not supposed to do that. But if anybody asks, it's a yeast sample. That's all.
Somebody may have mailed me bullets, but no, that didn't happen. Somebody in Pensacola. No, that didn't happen. Mm.
Those bullets are only good for shooting werewolves. The silver bullets.
Yeah, they're actually not bullets. They're just made of silver. And
Yeah.
Somebody was really cool and basically like what didn't sell in the Bitcoin vending machine at Porkfest, like someone put in a box and sent to me. It was really cool. Thanks, Jim.
Wow.
Won't say his last name. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The batteries, delivered today. You took them in off the porch, right?
Did you? Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want some homeless person getting them too soon.
If you're cold, they're cold. Bring them in.
Yeah. So, I guess we're going to get that operation commencing. I'm thinking about consulting a friend of mine who actually does a homeless outreach in Philly. And
might
help us.
You're going to do it right? That's so square.
I didn't say I was going to do it right, but I was going to just consult with him to make sure I'm not like overly, horribly offensive to
harming the homeless. You're not like violating the prime directive.
Just want to. Because it's going to be funny, but I actually do think we can help people too. So,
dude, we could create one paid job out of this at least, dude. Because one of the things we're giving out, and I think if this is successful, maybe this is where Feeding the Homeless should head. Like most of the things we're giving away cost like $5 to $7 with all the everything, but we're giving a couple things away that are better, and one was $16, and it's a hand crank emergency radio with a siren and a flashing light, which is going to be really popular among the homeless.
Phone.
But they could actually start a job, create a job, charging other people's cell phones. Like you can crank this thing and charge someone else's cell phone with it.
Right. So like say I'm at a restaurant and my phone's going dead. I could just hand it to the homeless guy out front as I walk in and he could charge it for me
for an hour.
Have it ready for me to pick up when I'm done with dinner and after my champagne 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you should find someone who's kind of plump and kind of healthy and kind of has their act together for that, because it's a lot of work, and if you give it to someone who's too skinny in the winter, they don't have enough like energy in their body, you know, if they're homeless, to probably like operate a crank 6 hours a day. But someone who's kind of plump and healthy, who's, you know, recently minted homeless, maybe wants to work. I think in 5 years we're gonna be at Pork Fest. I'll be in my hamster bubble and you guys will be carrying me on your shoulders up the hill for the picture. And I think someone's gonna pull up in a BMW and be like, hey man, 5 years ago, James and Steve, you guys gave me this thing on the street in Philly, and I it got me out of being homeless, and now I run this company, and I want to donate $1 million to every fiend. That's my plan. My retirement plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably more productive than voting in the New Hampshire primary. So
people need to give up voting for Lent and then just not pick it up, like a bad habit.
I did that with being Catholic.
You gave up being Catholic for Lent?
Yes.
Good call.
I was never Catholic. I was Episcopal, which is like Catholicism light. It's Catholicism with half the guilt. So it's hard to give up.
Yeah, that's kind of like being on the patch for Catholics.
Forever, yeah. Yep. The priest can get married, though. There is that.
Episcopalian priest can?
Yeah.
Huh.
What, you just, like, your eyes lit up. Like, ooh, they're so sexy. Those, I know some, man. The
vestments.
Secret I didn't out. Know they,
isn't Steve Miller an Episcopal priest? He's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he works Lutheran. It. He's a Lutheran pastor, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what?
I'm trying to get him to run this year Boobies. For I'm Boobies. Trying to get him to run with me on for Attorney Boobies. General.
Boobies. On the booby party?
Something the next closest thing, which would be the Libertarian Party.
You probably have to be an attorney to run for Attorney General.
No, you don't, actually. You have to be an attorney nice. To become Attorney General.
Oh, but not okay? to run.
And don't forget, but, you could take over a building at Columbia University with weapons, too.
Oh.
Who did that?
Calder?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, to name it the Malcolm X, what was it, the Malcolm X Ping Pong Center? I forget what it...
When I was anyway. A kid, we shot communists. Now they're running the government.
No, but imagine this, okay? Now, Steve Miller was successfully ran for a judge, where you also have to be a lawyer to take the office. But he ran as listing occupation as comedian, and it was accepted. And he got over 6,000 votes on his platform of nice. Not guilty. So this year,
you said I'm he thinking... Won?
No, but he got 6,000 votes.
He should run under Free Boobies. That should be his motto next time.
Yeah, why not? No, I think it would be fun to have no him. Boobies, I want him to no be pride. Attorney General candidate and go on like serious TV debates with lawyers and just say, you know, not boobies. Guilty or no victim, no crime.
No boobies, no crime.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space. My fellow sheep. Election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Because you're doing it, it's 4K video, which I think was a bit excessive for a spy cam. But
I've had an interesting week because you know Lisa's out visiting him, and the camera's in the same room. At one point, he took it out and like put it in the trunk of his car. I could hear him when you go to work and come
Fiend
home.
Phone.
But
Fiend
yeah, he
phone.
Got it back out a couple hours before the All show right. tonight. It's been nice. You there, Lou? Lisa?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to reboot Fiend Phone. Let me turn up your delay on the Fiend Phone server. All right. Oh, Lou, here's your problem. I know your problem. And this is a teaching hospital, so you're set at the higher codec rate. You're at 32 kilobytes per second. We're all at 16 kilobytes per second. Okay, so go into your Fiend phone, click on upper right corner next to About, click on the little blue bird of happiness icon, the little thing that says Show Advanced Server Settings. Do you see that? Go ahead, Lou. We're teaching people how to use Fiend phone here. Did you do it yet?
It's not doing anything.
Not the little blue thing, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, click on the client tab, and up near the top where your microphone icon is, below that, do you see something in the drop-down menu that says codec?
Yes.
Okay. In the drop-down there, change that from 32 to 16. It'll be 24 kilohertz, parentheses 16 kilobytes per second.
That's where I'm at.
All right. So you say should be working.
That's what it says. Working.
What yep. OS do you use, Lou?
What's that?
Windows.
What OS do you use?
It's Windows 7. It's a computer I gave him. I gave him a laptop. No,
I turned off the netbook, and I'm using Windows 8.1.
Ugh. There's nothing really wrong with that version of Windows. It's just really there's no start menu. It's frustrating.
The netbook, which has the Windows 7, which I like, by the way, that's the one that kept locking up on me and booting me out.
Yeah, the one that has the webcam. I want you to go back to using that.
This has a webcam, too.
Ooh, I know. I can see.
Lisa and I are waving at you.
So you guys in love? What's going on there? Are you committing three felonies a day with the new Michigan laws?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I guess you'll have to go back to the video footage on Fiendfall.
Yes, can we replay the court stenographer will replay that. Yeah.
Let me just say that I've been acting perfectly appropriately, and she's in good handcuffs with me.
Cool. Furry handcuffs?
Yes, furries.
Whatever you say may be used against you by a meme maker named Cantwell Goo.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen her in the squirrel costume yet, so Cantwell Goo has told me to keep trying. And to send photo evidence when I get it.
I might be able to be bribed, but I don't know.
Well, I think we'll have to bribe you with food or something like that. Now,
what are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is you enjoy my cooking. Now, I will say this. Yesterday, I came home from work, and Lisa had this chicken Marcello made up, and oh, my God, it knocked my socks off.
I hear frantic typing.
That's me.
See, messaging. I'm Googling right now.
Submitting my report to my FBI overlords.
Yeah. Can't well Googling. Must make
it's, me. I hate how they do this. Handcuffs. There's all these, like, I have to do it in their format. I wish I could just say, like, you know, what the fiends are doing and why they should be droned, but I have to go through this whole thing with these drop-down menus. It's complicated, man.
Oh, yeah. Barely the bureaucracy is awful when snitching
fill
on your friends.
Fill out forms in triple.
I would never. I don't really know anything. You know, I kind of intentionally don't know anything about any of my friends. And as soon as anyone tries to tell me anything illegal, I block them. Because here's what happened. When I was 14, I came across, or my friend showed me his pot plant, his pot patch in the woods. And it got raided by the cops. And he thought I snitched because I was like one of two or three people he told, but I didn't. So I've learned since then, I don't want to know what anyone's up to because there's no reason for me to.
You can't be accused of being the snitch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, I swear, God, I don't even want to say this in the air. I may have misheard this. I swear that I heard one of those people in the recording of, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. I probably misheard it. All right, carry on, guys. What's up?
Type it into the chat and Fiend phone.
No. It'll get me droned. I'll tell you during the break.
Is that bad, huh?
Pigeon it.
You guys got to set up. We need to have a little session there, Lou. An encrypted session. Yep. boy, that just makes people wonder what's going on. I don't want to know what anyone's doing. Let's do an encrypted session.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Not let the FDA shoot any yaks.
Nick had to go. He's in Oregon. It's past his bedtime.
I think he got into yaks because the FDA doesn't regulate yaks.
Yeah.
The way, at least the way they do cows. Or something.
For now.
He had to go to bed because the FBI regulates bedtimes there. Hey, I just saw a headline that scrolled up on FaceBeast, and it's No Libertarian. Ron Paul slams Ted Cruz, says Sanders is more pro-free market.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's Sanders is more pro-free market than Cruz.
Well,
Sanders is a democratic socialist.
Aren't they both? I mean, what's the difference?
No, no. Cruz is a Republican socialist.
Oh, okay. Right. I saw that there's a fun article going around from October, just as a reminder, and I laughed about this last fall, but this is an article from The Atlantic. That's like a serious publication, isn't it? People take that seriously?
Yeah.
And this article's called Bernie Sanders's Highly Sensible Plan to Turn Post Offices into Banks. Okay. Like genius, right? Wow. Imagine, if you've ever go to the post office, imagine waiting in that line, okay? And you're like 10, 15, 20 people deep. You know you're in for the day. You're looking at people barely moving behind the counter, barely, possibly able to dispense stamps on a good moment and on a rare moment of clarity. And saying, hey, why don't you guys do some bank transactions?
Great idea.
They just want to have money coming in because they need it so bad. There's actually do you guys remember, James might remember this, in the late 70s on Saturday Night Live, there was a fake commercial, a skit. It was like a commercial length that was, it was called the Bank of Doug. And it was like talking about the idea of why go to some big institution? We have to wait in line all day. Doug is always available to hold your money. And it showed a crappy one bedroom apartment with nobody in it with the phone ringing and an answering machine. And it's like, hi, this is Doug. This is the Bank of Doug. I'm not here right now, but if you leave a message, I'll talk to you later and hold your money for you. And the idea was that's absurd. You wouldn't let some guy hold your money. You'd want a big institution to do it. But I don't know, if there wasn't regulation, what's so weird about letting Doug hold your money? It'd make more sense than letting Bernie in the post office do it, I think.
I mean, literally, who's looked at that, at your average postal employee, and said, yeah, that, you know what, that's just that they could be a banker too. They're not just coasting until pension. No.
they can't handle packages, but I'm sure they'd be much better with large sums of your money.
Sorry, we lost your paycheck. He'll show up in a couple days or so.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
to be fair, I've known a couple postal employees that were normal people. But most of the time I go there, especially these days, the people behind the counter, there's just nobody home. It's just this emptiness behind the eyes, and you're like, what the hell has happened here? It's so scary. It's so awful. That's why when people want me to mail them stuff, it takes me months to do it because I don't want to go in there. It's awful. Hey,
poor James. Hey, so what does Ron Paul and Rand Paul have in common? And no,
some DNA, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, both of them endorse candidates that lose.
Yeah, because Ron endorsed Rand, right? For some reason.
Yeah. I think Rand was waiting to hear from Romney.
I think that's where the integrity ends. Like, wouldn't it have been awesome if Ron Paul had issued one of those, like, bad audio videos that he does all the time that you watch anyway, because it's Ron Paul, and he'd said, like,
his fat wad?
I love my son, but there's no way in heck I'm endorsing that guy for president. That would have been in fitting with the pattern of integrity we'd seen from that guy for 3 years.
You know, as you know, when you're being a good parent means telling your kid when they're wrong. You know,
Ron Paul is. I'll bet he's not against spanking a kid. He's old school, man.
So, and, like, taking a belt across Rand's.
Not a belt, just an open hand on a bare bottom at the Thanksgiving table.
I brought you into this world. I could take you out.
Take you
Ron,
out. Can't
Ron
well
could
goo.
Say that to like 8,000 people.
I know. Yeah. Can't well goo get on that meme. Rant, Ron.
Man, I already have it.
Spanking Rand's bare bottom at the Thanksgiving table.
People were, I noticed people are very concerned. Like, who? Wow! Now that Rand has dropped out, who's going to get this wealth of support? Oh my gosh! Where are both of Rand Paul's supporters going to go? Though this is really important, you know, and people say, well, gosh, without Rand, what are the Liberty people? Who are they going to pick? You know, like, they got to pick somebody. Like, you know, if you were already on the Rand team, like, you lost your principles long ago. So might as well go for Bernie or Hillary or Cruz or anybody else fun left in the thing. I see the New Jersey guy dropped out.
Chris Christie dropped out, and it made a hell of a loud noise when he landed.
Did you just make this meme? It's awesome.
That is called the quick draw tactical meme deployment.
Make this?
No, I've had that for a little while.
This is gonna be the show image tonight. And you know, great minds think alike, because I just thought of this on the spot, but apparently it's somebody else thought of the same thing. It's Ron Paul spanking Rand, although his bottom should be bare.
Well, this way it won't get banned on Twitter or whatever. Like,
now Carly Fiorina dropped out also.
Oh, she was still in. What about? I heard Bloomberg is rumbling about getting involved. Is that possible?
I don't know, but I could sure use the low hanging fruit to make jokes about.
Yeah, that would be fun. I hope he does.
Yeah, I it's not like Trump isn't an easy target. I'm the guy who has to go to bankruptcy court 4 times to make his companies great again.
I know. He'll do it to America.
Yeah. Well, all that bankruptcy experience will be useful for America when the USSA is, like, down at the pawn shop trying to get rid of the last of the stuff.
You trying know, to trade one woman's shoe, a pump for a half hit of crack. I saw that once, man. And I was in line selling clothes.
Really?
I was a junkie. Yeah.
Wow.
Some bum came in with one woman's shoe and tried to sell it. It was like a
take
a
it to the
pump.
VA hospital. Take it to the VA hospital.
So did he get anything for the one shoe, or did he have to go, like,
nah, they kicked him out. No, they kicked him out.
Look, if you want to bring a matching set of shoes in here, that's fine. But if you have that just one shoe, you need to get the heck out of here, you junkie.
I know.
Yeah. Yep. You know, or you know, those kind of hoes are on the other side of town. You know, where those.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a one-legged female junkie that needs a shoe.
There you go.
Exactly. But not there. It's like she works on the other side. You know,
and
she
it's might the other there. Shoe. It's a left, not a right.
Hopefully it's the right shoe.
She might be there. Her name's Eileen.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
Too soon. Boobies.
Stop trying to get us kicked off of stations. I like being
I should probably explain that. It's really inside joke, but we got kicked off a station in Pensacola, Florida, and I was told that it was because we did a whole show about boobies, and we air right before their church show at 8 a.m. on the weekends on Sunday. So the thing is, none of the fiends remember a show that was all about boobies. So I think it was Rush Limbaugh, really. I think Yeah.
It could have been Ben and Randy because they are known for just talking about all sorts of risque topics.
Those old guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy.
Well, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben yeah, hasn't
gonna,
been
let's
on
blame,
with
let's blame Randy, Randy. England. I'm going to go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Grandpa. Ben hasn't been on live for like 4 months, though, and this happened apparently. Like, we got kicked off this week.
It could have been a classic Ben Stone bad quicker.
Yeah, those are squeaky clean, man. He did that intentionally when he was making them.
Mm. He knew that they would go on radio years he later.
Did. Yes. Yeah.
And be scrutinized for boobies. Content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either that or the fact that he just doesn't talk trashy like that.
Yeah, he's a class act.
Even off radio. He sounds absolutely nothing like us.
Yeah. I'm surprised he likes us.
Well, that's because he's a kind, caring, compassionate, and he loves the sinner and hates the sin type of person.
And we're the sinners that he loves. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So, hey, here's something interesting, and I'm sure the cuck servitors would get a real kick out of this. Hang on, I got to move my computer so I can actually see it. So everybody talks about, you know, how English needs to be the official language of America. And,
everybody.
And all these cuck servitives, they're like,
yeah,
speak English or get out. Well, they want the language police to go around. But strangely enough, here's a story that I think that they would absolutely freak out over, and they would just be screaming, oh, my God, that's horrible. That's government overreach, blah, blah, blah. And it's up in Quebec, they have the...
Language police.
Yeah, they have the language police. So,
before you say what happened with them, let's explain this. I think it's all of Canada, but I know it's in Quebec, but I think it might be in all of Canada. Like, they have a bilingual requirement. Like, everything has to be in English and French.
Yeah, California, that progressive, like, that everything is bi up there. Everything.
Yeah. California is often thought to be like this with Spanish, but it's not the law in California. But almost everything official in California is in English and Spanish. But in Canada, it's required by law to be in English and French. You ever seen the movie Canadian Bacon? The really, really horrible comedy with who's the fat dead comedian? Well, there's a bunch of them, but
John Candy.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a sign where they're like driving a, you know, stolen truck full of explosives across Canada, and it's covered with graffiti, and they get pulled over by the cops, and they think they're gonna, oh, we're all going to prison. But no, the cops just say, oh, Hey, your graffiti's, like, I can't do the accent, but basically he says that they need to translate their graffiti into French. So, you know, it's in English, and then the cop helps them. The cop helps them paint the same, you know, cuss phrases in French next to it on the side of it.
I don't know if that was all through Canada, but I know in Quebec it is.
But they ran these guys out of town, right, Lou? Real quick, tell the punchline before we go to radio.
Yeah, they ran them out of town. So, hey, get gone, losers.
Yeah, good.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Redemption in the third act. You know, redemption is actually the term for that crazy sovereign citizen thing where, like, they file papers in all capital letters for their name with the government, and they think that the government can't touch them if they use magic words. That's called redemption, but that's not our redemption.
It's not when you take your green stamps into the drugstore or the gas station.
The government bank post office, the postal bank.
Run by Bernie Sanders' campaign workers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's good that we're helping the homeless and we're helping educate them with the fiends, and if, you know, and even just becoming their friends and, you know, shaking their hand, because if Bernie gets elected, we're going to all be homeless and we'll want some boots on the ground to help us in Kensington get acclimated being homeless in the winter. They'll tell us, you know, which libraries won't kick you out and things like that.
Right. Which Starbucks you can get away with drinking the half and half.
And bring in your chromed robot turd and do your radio show homeless from the Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be doing fiend phone. Yeah, doing the Freedom Fiend from the Starbucks Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, that'd be... I'm sure somewhere out in California there's some, like, liberal station that has, like... You know, or NPR sometimes has, like, you know, profiles in homelessness, but we'll be the real deal. We'll be, like, seven nights a week broadcasting from the street, yo. So, Lou, what happened with this this article in France, in France, Canada?
Well, it's very interesting because it does tell a couple of stories about people getting in trouble. Like, one person saying, I can't believe I'm getting in trouble for not having for having a sign in French. I don't even speak French, which probably is grounds for deportation. But anyway, something that's really interesting here is, and I don't know if this is by Canadian law, but... The article is written in both English, and then right next to it is the French subtitles, or French translation, law. I should say. Yeah.
Lou, right. did you see the movie?
You get your windows smashed if you don't.
I know. Lou, did you see the movie Canadian Bacon, because it has the word bacon in the title?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So James has a story. What is it?
Which one? Actual Redemption?
Oh, wait. Oh, before ahead, we move on, the movie Canadian Bacon. Alan Alda plays the president, and he winds a morning radio talk show host at the end of his presidency.
Yeah, and Alan Alda plays a guy who's, like, more liberal than Bernie Sanders on on 30 Rock, and he plays a guy from Vermont who's more liberal than Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not much of a stretch for Alan Alda.
No, yeah. He's just he's character acting. Anyway, but, you know, I saw the story, which was actual redemption. Judge who sentenced man to 55 years for pot asked Obama to set him free. So I guess he's attempting redemption.
Did it
he
work?
Hasn't made it yet because this guy's still in jail. But, a guy got sentenced to 55 years in jail, and suddenly this judge has remorse about participating in this basically stealing a man's life away.
That's in Missouri, right?
The
Missouri
this
one was
in 2002.
State.
This guy's been in jail for 12 years already.
But isn't it a state court that put him there? I don't think Obama has jurisdiction on that.
Well, it's a federal judge, this was a federal thing, because this guy was a federal judge who put him in jail for 55 years and blaming minimum mandatory sentences, which in a way I think is a cop-out for judges, because a judge at any point I think has the power to just shut it all down.
Shut it down.
You know, like, to just say, like, before this guy goes to jail for 55 years, the judge can just say, you know, not guilty, whatever, dismissed, go home.
Did you know that a judge can literally do that after the jury has returned a verdict? It's almost never used because it looks bad, but they can do it.
Well, right. Because a lot of times the judge actually knows, like, wait a minute, I actually know they're innocent. You know, the jury really screwed up.
Oh, but it goes the other way too. Like, they're
no, you can't. The judge cannot say no, you're really guilty. They have to.
I saw it on Law and Order, and my wife, who is a paralegal, said that there is a provision for that in some state trials, not in federal. But
But what they do is they do a workaround, and they say, well, even though you're not guilty for murder, we're going to send you to jail for the associated jaywalking,
possession of the gun that you used to murder him with.
So, yeah, but it's a lot harder for them to do that. But they have to jump through some hoops. But anyway, hope this judge gets his way. And you know what? I hope this judge works hard to undo the damage he did as a judge.
Yeah. Good show, y'all. Lou, did your fiend phone make it through to the end?
It did.
And your Bipcot flag was still there. Yep. Bipcot flag is going to be at Liberty Forum. I'm mailing it off tomorrow to Christian Sautier.
I think I'm going. Not sure.
Yep. It's going to be BIPCOT. BIPCOT for all. And you get a BIPCOT. And you get a BIPCOT.